Hi, I'm Suji.
Hello, I'm Pilar. I work at the Green Living Center.
And I work at the Green Living Center in Newtown. And these are our five tips for a sustainable Christmas.
I know it seems kind of tough, but really it's easy enough.
Number one, make your own or buy secondhand. Instead of going out and buying brand new things, you can make your own, maybe jams or chutneys or body scrubs, or go to your local secondhand shop and get something there.
Apart from that, we are also having a lot of hands-on workshops at the Green Living Center. Things like beeswax wraps, which are very cool and they smell gorgeous. We are also making Christmas decorations. That's a pretty cool thing to do, and you can bring your friend, your family, your kid, your beloved one.
Number two, cut out food wastage. A lot of Christmas and holiday meals end up with a lot of food wastage. So do things like plan what you're going to cook and eat and use your leftovers wisely.
You can also take things from your garden. If you are a person that grow your own herbs or things like that, you can, instead of going to the shops and buy things that you're going to be throwing away, just take them from the garden, and it's fresh and cool and people really like that.
A smile on my face, 'cause now I'm taking a break.
And I guess that kind of goes into the next tip, is supporting ethical and local businesses. So places like the Green Living Center, you can get things like worm farms. And around Newtown, some places are Alfalfa House. So they're a food co-op, and they'd be a really great organization to support.
A lot of people give chocolates and things like that, and then you have to deal with the wrapping. One of the things that this year I've been doing is not to get packed food. So you can buy nuts or other products that are, you just take your jars, and I've been collecting jars. We have a little bit of an obsession here, collecting jars. So then you can put them in nice jars, put some decoration around the jar, and people can reuse the jars too.
Another tip, I guess number four, get out of the consumption loop. How do we do that? You know, giving donations to charities, anything from environment charities to social justice charities, whatever resonates with you or whatever resonates with the person that you're going to be buying it for. So there's lots of animal welfare organizations too that are really good to donate to. Also maybe volunteering at organizations as well, but not just at Christmas, but, you know, making that commitment to maybe do something once a month or whatever you can offer. The last tip is give the gift that keeps on giving. Worms or worm farms or maybe seedlings, so those can grow into a garden, so then people can grow their own food. And I have consumables, so everyone loves food or maybe even alcohol.
You can't give your worms and your worm farm alcohol though, not the leftover brandy.
No, not together. Yeah, definitely not.
I guess it's a special time.
We do offer worm farming workshops and gardening workshops, but you can always come into the shop front. We can talk you through everything you need to know to set up a worm farm or compost bin or any sustainable living questions you might have. I'm Suji.
I'm Pilar.
And have a sustainable Christmas.
Have a happy holiday.
I've got a smile on my face, 'cause now I'm taking a break. この時間、今っていうこの瞬間。